Greater Lafayette has tremendous civic and business leaders who are rising up and working to help those who might be struggling during these uncertain times. In response to the current coronavirus crisis, every day at noon, we're taking a break from the music to highlight what these leaders are doing to keep our community bond strong.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of The Community. My name is Jim Stone. It's my pleasure to say hello to Pat Jordan from Jordan Manufacturing up there, what, in Monticello? Is that where you guys are?
That is our corporate headquarters, correct.
You guys are doing something special. You're retooling everything, and what are we making up there now?
Well, we've started producing face masks and gowns for the first responders, some of the hospitals, some ambulance services, and some state agencies as well, Jim.
When it comes to doing something like this, how much goes into just reaching out to the proper people and finding out exactly the specifications that you need to create these things?
Well, it's funny you should ask that. We had a great response from a lot of local leaders that have actually put us in touch with the right people at the state level. My first contact was Shannon Maddox, who does a lot for the community here, and he was able to connect us to the appropriate people, and from there it just snowballed.
Then once you get all that and you say, okay, here we go, how long does it take you to say, we're going to switch what we're doing and start creating this stuff? And how many people do you have working on this stuff right now?
Well, we started on the 23rd at about 11 o'clock in the morning with one of our domestic vendors. They put us in touch with a Cincinnati-based group that was in desperate need of supplies. And from there, we reached out, had some prototypes that day. The next day, we had samples off to the Indiana Hospital Association, the Indiana Economic Development Team. And from there, you know, we agreed upon the samples. We got an order from the state on the 26th, I believe, and trickled in. We've gotten our Yuma, Arizona plant manufacturing. The exact number of employees, Jim, I don't know, but it's it varies a little bit. We had to get we had to secure about 30,000 or 40,000 yards of fabric.
Wow,
coming our way to be able to make this. That fabric didn't hit until Monday, so we started in production on Monday. So well, within a week, we've turned things around and got the ball rolling for the medical field.
All right, how many masks or gowns are you putting out a day? Well, you've had a couple days to do this. What's the output?
That's great. We agreed with the state that the first week we would produce about 3,000 gowns. The mask we were unsure of. We felt that we could crank out a lot of masks. But one sewer, for example, did 240 plus masks the other day. We had a little bit of material in-house that we were able to use. So that was just one sewer. Right now, it's a whirlwind. People are contacting us, individuals from nursing homes. You know, we've been supplying them with masks and donating some stuff. Ideally, I'm just trying to cover the cost that we have in it. Remain going. But our goal is to be up around 5,000 gallons a week. And mask, we should be, you know, well above the 5,000 mark here shortly.
Pat Jordan of Jordan Manufacturing is our guest today as they've retooled their world to help out during this situation. How difficult was it to go from the process of what you normally did to saying this is what we're going to do, to recreate something completely different from what you normally do?
You know, we're a family here at Jordan Manufacturing. I say that because our people are our greatest assets. And we've had the support of every employee from the sales side to the production, the R&D. So it was a fairly easy transition. Not too many people sew domestically anymore like we do. So we had the basics here. It was just a matter of getting everyone behind it, Jim, and following through. So, and getting the right specs, of course, mm-hmm. That was given to us. So, just a lot of determination, a lot of hours that first week, I'll say that.
I can well imagine. Talk about, I am sure your employees and the people that are sewing feel like they're doing something now that has a much larger purpose. Talk about the reaction. You said they were in it, but talk about the feeling and what they expressed to you when you said, this is what we are going to do.
Well, not only there was a general sense of pride. Mm-hmm. The factory. We had a very negative post on Facebook as to why we were still working. And, you know, were pillows and cushions necessary to risk people's health? And again, the person that sent that post had no idea what we were actually doing. And so we put out, that's when we put out our Facebook post, because I didn't want people in the community thinking that we were just in here making patio cushions. Uh-huh. And so we not only was there a sense of pride from the employees, but there was a real gratitude from the community as a whole. And we were just blown away by the support that we've received, and I can tell you that everyone feels like they are doing something with a higher purpose right now.
I find it funny. I imagine since you put your post out, you've gotten all kinds of great feedback of thank yous and whatnot, but that one negative post just sticks in your craw, doesn't it?
Well, yes, it did. I'll be honest. But again, it's just a misinformed individual mm-hmm. that is out there, spouting stuff off before they have all the facts. And that's probably a sign of our society as a whole right now. But again, if everybody pitches in, we have the capability of servicing and providing for one another during these times.
Man, thank you so much for what you're doing, for pitching in, for finding a way to help when you didn't necessarily have to do it, but I'm sure there was a sense of duty in your world to say, we can help, we're going to do what we can to help. So thank you for providing that inspiration and everything you guys are doing up there at Jordan Manufacturing.
You're quite welcome.
That is Pat Jordan from Jordan Manufacturing bringing you a little bit of inspiration in the community.